The Valley congressional election that attracted the whitest attention was the 22nd District. It covers a swath of the Southern Valley from Kern to Fresno counties. The seat is now held by Republican David Valadao. He defeated Democrat Rudy Salas in 2022, and it's looking like they will face off again in November. With all precincts partially reporting, Valadao leads with 34.1% of the vote, and Salas has 28.3%. Valadao was challenged by Chris Matisse, who portrayed himself as more loyal to Trump. Salas faced a threat from Democrat State Senator Melissa Hurtado. This mostly rural region has a large Latino population, and Democrats hold a significant registration edge. But the GOP has usually won, despite numerous Democratic attempts to capture it. In this primary, Republicans got several thousand more votes than Democratic candidates, so it remains to be seen if Democrats will be able to flip the district in November. Another interesting South Valley race was in District 20 to replace Kevin McCarthy. It stretches north from Kern County to North Fresno along the valley and foothills. It is solid Republican. Assemblymember Vince Fong, who McCarthy and Trump have endorsed, came out first with 38.7% of the vote, but his status to be eligible to run for Congress is unclear. Before Fong announced his run for Congress, he had already filed for re-election to the state assembly. State law prohibits that, as the Secretary of State has confirmed. But a court ruled afterwards that Fong's name could be on the ballot for Congress. The Secretary of State is challenging that decision. Second place was taken by Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau, a Republican with 25%. Democrat Marissa Wood with 22% was third. By the April 12th election certification date, Secretary of State Shirley Weber is expecting the appeals court to uphold state law and disqualify Vince Fong from running for Congress. Fong was also on the ballot for his 32nd District Assembly seat, which he won unopposed. With Fong out, Wood and Boudreau would face off for Congress. Elsewhere in the Valley, matchups were the same as in 2022. Incumbent Democrat Jim Costa sailed to victory in the 21st District over his GOP opponent Michael Maher. Republican incumbent John Duarte in the 13th District beat Adam Gray, as he did to gain the seat in 2022. November will see a replay of those same contests. In Fresno County, right-wing supervisors put on the ballot a proposition giving officials there the sole right to name geographical places. It lost by a wide margin of 2-1. The issue arose when county supervisors opposed changing the name of a village from the insulting Squaw Valley to Yokuts Valley as required by law. Had Measure B passed, there would have been another culture war clash between the county and the state. Perhaps now, these elected officials will abide by the will of the people. Vic Bedoyan reporting for KPFA News and KFCF Radio.